ألم
ألم
يأن
يأن
للذين
للذين
آمنوا أن تخشع
تخشع
قلوبهم
قلوبهم
لذكر
لذكر
الله؟
الله؟
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the best in this world and the next. My name is Saif Murad. I'm from Toronto, currently studying at the University of Medina. Alhamdulillah. I did my bachelor's in Sharia, which is Islamic jurisprudence, and I'm currently finishing off my master's in educational administration, and I'm writing my thesis on educational leadership. I really enjoy the field of leadership and personal development, and the more you read about personal development, eventually you come to a point where you notice that things are being repeated. That is the same principle over and over, just packaged in a different way. But the amazing thing is every principle that is of benefit is found in our religion. It's found in the Quran and the Sunnah. The Quran came to guide us towards the best in this world and the next. And even when it comes to leadership, every leadership quality, the Prophet ﷺ had it. So what exactly is Isn't It Time? Isn't It Time is inspired by two verses from the Quran. The first one is, ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق.
Isn't it time for the believers, for their hearts to submit to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that which was revealed from the truth, the Quran? That isn't it time for us to strive towards excellence? Isn't it time for us as believers to pay attention to the Quran, to implement the Quran, to learn the Quran? Every principle, everything that is of benefit, everything that we need to succeed is found in the Quran and the Sunnah. Not to just make it to paradise, but to also succeed in this world. But we need to give the Quran and the Sunnah the time of day to be able to understand these principles and implement it into our lives. And the second verse is,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change the state of a nation unless they change themselves first. We need to be the ones to take action. We need to take the first step. We can't expect change to happen if we don't want to do anything about it. Change is scary sometimes, it's difficult. But if we take the first steps, if we have a clear vision of where we're trying to go, and we take the first step, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. And another reason why I created this channel is, growing up in Canada, you know, I went through my own struggles as a Muslim. And this is my own opinion, but many times when you attend lectures and conferences, you get inspired, but you have no idea where to start. They give you the end result, but nobody tells you what step one, two, and three. And once again, this is my own opinion based on my own experiences, that we focus too much on theory. And theory is extremely important, but there's another aspect that we're neglecting, which is the practical side, the implementation side of Islam. The Sahaba became who they were because of implementation, because of faith, because of learning, and they acted upon that knowledge. So we're trying to approach the principles of the Quran and Sunnah from a practical standpoint. That not only do we understand what it is, but at the same time we try to implement it in our lives to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to build our lives in this world and the next. This is the main reasons for why I started this channel. I invite every single one of you to come and be a part of this channel as well by subscribing, commenting. If you find it beneficial, to share with other people. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the one who guides towards good gets the same reward as the one who did it. So imagine sharing with your friends and family and they act upon it, then you get the reward for them acting upon it without them losing anything. So it's a very easy way to get good deeds. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this project and to bless every single one of you. And I'll see you next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم.